Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Hello, everyone. I know you're busy fellowshipping and talking. You know, that's one of the great things about meetings, especially Holy Ghost meetings. People get together and you just, man, you make new friends, you reconnect with old friends, and just what a wonderful, wonderful experience to have, right? Well, I welcome all of you tonight here to Wednesday night, the Southwest Believers Convention. I welcome all of you that are watching from the top of the world to the bottom, all the way around. We're so glad you joined us tonight together to declare that Jesus is Lord. And that's really the point of all our praying, is we are in declaration mode that Jesus is Lord. So before we even start tonight, I have something here on my heart, but we'll see. But I thought it would be good for us, if we could, to just take a moment, just pray a little bit before we dive deep into our stream of prayer. I want to invite again tonight those of you that would like to, if you'd like to come and wait a minute. Let me think about this. Let's pray just a moment. I've got a couple of things floating around. Let's get some direction. Will you agree with me, please? Father, we thank you as we submit ourselves to you, to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, to know moment by moment, word by word, action by action, deed by deed, exactly what you would have us to do. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you. We give you our time, our attention. We give you our hearts, our minds, our mouths. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Any of you that are in full-time ministry, full-time, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, come down here if you would like. I'm not forcing you. I would like to have you down here for a reason tonight. If you would, I'd like to have your assistance as we pray. But more than that, you are a pastor? What church, young man? Eagle Mountain International Church? I've heard of that. I've heard of that. Great. How long have you been the pastor?
Oh, gosh, 20-something years.
20-something years. Great. I've heard that you have a great staff.
We do.
A great team.
Yes.
But I've heard your wife can really pick them up, put them down. Okay. All right. Well, we must be thinking about the same place then. Why don't you come up and help me tonight? It's my husband. Well, I see a lot of people. Wow. So all of you are in ministry. That's awesome. Now, the reason we're doing this is it seemed to me that the Lord had the ministry on his heart tonight. And that's a whole lot of what happens in these meetings, is that on every level, ministers are encouraged. Some come very discouraged and leave encouraged. They are equipped. In fact, what happens here is the same thing that every one of those ministers is called to do, and that's equip the saints, equip the body, for what? Towards the building up of Christ's body for the work of the ministry. And in this time of the great awakening that is at work and bubbling right now, there is much work to be done. You think you're busy now? But the Lord wants to take it not to another level of busyness, but another level of effectiveness. And the anointing is what defines effectiveness. It's not our busy work that matters. It's what we allow Him to do through us that matters. And so I really sense that that was beyond God's heart. Then there are people who are called to ministry, but aren't in ministry. And in this meeting, a lot of times the light comes on. Here's what I know what I'm supposed to do. And doors open, contacts are made, or maybe it drops in their heart and they finally see and think, okay, now's the time. In other words, God equips them and moves them out where they're supposed to be. Then there are others that had no clue whatsoever that they were called to the ministry. Do I have anybody down here that was discovered their call to the ministry in one of the conventions or meetings? Anybody down here today? There's a hand. Praise the Lord. I know that Sister Brownie right here discovered her call to ministry while working for KCM. Praise God. So what I wanted everyone else to see here, and I'll give you some scripture on this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Satoro proshtekliki sasatatish. In 1 Timothy 1:18, Paul said to Timothy, "This charge I am committing in trust to you, Timothy. I'm going to trust that you're going to do this. I'm trusting you that in line with the prophetic intimations, the prophetic importation, the prophetic insight that I have concerning you, that you would be inspired and aided by them and wage the good warfare." What I am saying to you tonight, and the prayers that we are praying to you, for you tonight, are under the anointing of the prophet. This meeting is under the anointing, the prophet's anointing. And so as we pray tonight and the things that we pray by the Spirit of God, I believe that all of the prophetic intimations, it says, the prophetic impartations, the prophetic supply to you will equip you, stir you, and those watching via television, internet, however. And then for everyone else in the room to put these people in your heart. And here's the reason why. In chapter 2, he said, "First of all, I admonish and urge." Remember, under this charge. So the first thing you do under this charge is to offer petitions, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings, be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and all of those who are in authority. Why is that? For such praying is good and right, and it pleases God, who wishes all men to be saved and to know the divine truth. Well, I was thinking about that today, and it does say to pray for kings and those that are in authority. But when it talks about knowing the truth, I mean, really? Are we depending on the outcome of this election and our politicians to awaken the nation to God? They're going to have a place in it. I believe that. I believe that anybody, everybody, and everything is going to have a role. The Spirit of God coming upon all flesh. But is that who we are looking to feed our spiritual lives for the building up and the strengthening of the body of Christ for the work of the ministry? Are you looking for that from Hillary Clinton?
No.
Donald Trump or any other politician? No. No, let them be instruments of God, but that's not who we're looking to for our spiritual awakening. Who do we look to for the spiritual awakening?
Jesus.
Well, yes, of course, Jesus, but how will men be saved and know the truth? That is the picture of the great awakening. Well, in Romans chapter 10, it tells us, "How are people to call upon him whom they have not believed in? And how are they to believe in him whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher?" How are they to hear about the truth? How are they to know the truth without the preachers? In 1 Corinthians 1:21, "It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." It's the ministry. These are the gifts. This was the gift to the body of Christ. This was Jesus' gift to the world. The gift of the Anointed One came through the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. And so the seed of the great awakening is first of all in you. First of all in you. The awakening for our nation is first of all in the preachers. First of all in the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers. And it goes on in other places to talk about and the administrations and the ministry of helps. All of those are essential to the great awakening for the church to be built up so that the church can grow. And that's the result. A great awakening causes the church to explode in growth, both in number and in maturity. It says, until we grow up, until we look just like Jesus. Quite a call, quite a responsibility, but thank God we're not responsible to anoint ourselves. We're just responsible to do what He asks us to do, to be in position to receive, to walk with Him, listen to Him, do what He tells us to do, so that we can grow and grow and grow and increase as ready vessels fit for His use. But I can tell you as a minister myself, the obstacles and the things that you face, for the Bible says that Satan seeks out the precious life. He seeks out the ones that are the carriers of the Word of God. He seeks out their families. He throws obstacles in their way. And that's why so many ministers give up, draw back, pull back, frustrated, ready to give up. So while we're going to pray for you tonight, at the same time, I'm going to ask that you be praying for all the other ministers. This is a large number of people, praise God. But it's not even a drip in the bucket compared to the number of ministers that are out there and the number of ministers that are not in the ministry that should be, the number of ministers that fell out of ministry. Why? Because they hadn't heard. They hadn't heard the good news of who we are in Christ. They haven't heard the good news of our authority in the name of Jesus. And they're fighting what seems to them to be a losing battle. We're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for them. They'll get back in the ministry and get in the flow. And that the word of God that comes from this place tonight, through Brother Jesse, is going to reach beyond the walls of this place, not only by television, but by the Spirit, and change things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So if you guys, I don't know if that's the right song there, but if you have something else, does something come to you? If not, we'll just play it. What? Do you have anything at the moment? Not yet. Okay, so we'll just see. They had a song. Lord, we just look to you. Look to you. We look to you. Tony, go ahead. We look to you. We look to you. Lord, you said that first of all, on behalf of all men, Lord, your desire was for, in fact, all the rest of you could stand up and just get these people in your heart and all those that they represent. They represent your pastors, your teachers, the people that will equip you. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray. Lord, you said petitions and intercessions. Lord, you said tonight to intercede, to intercede, to intercede for pastors, to intercede for ministers, Lord. Lord, those in need, the hurting, the ones is so go brasta ke lomosa da wounded agraso costege ristanu lekida, discouraged, Lord, those that are discouraged. Edogo sinala agir anoshasta ki adogo koso glekiva rosende. Lord, you said to bear one another's burdens. Lord, we bear that burden for them. We lift it by faith off of them. By faith off them. Lord, those that are grieving, grieving over their calling. Those that are fearful, those that are in trouble, Lord. They're in trouble. They're in trouble, Lord. Lord, you said we can snatch them out of trouble. By faith, we snatch them out of trouble. Snatch them out, Lord. Snatch them out of physical trouble. And emotional trouble. The trouble, Lord. Trouble. Those that, Lord, they've grown cold. Lord, we pray for the fires of the Holy Spirit, the fires of desire, the fires of hunger, the fires of the Holy Spirit, quickening in them, strengthening them in their inner man by the Holy Spirit. Strengthening them in their inner man by the Holy Spirit. Equipping them and making them what they ought to be. Equipping them to do what they ought to do. Lord, for those that are hiding, they're hiding behind the facade. Lord, I pray, Lord, you help them get real before you. Lord, I pray for the hungry, those that are hungry for you, hungry for more of you, hungry, Lord, hungry for you, hungry, Lord. We fan the flames. We fan the flames by faith, Lord. Those flames fan. Let the fires burn. Let the fires burn. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the word of the Lord that came to Oral Roberts that said that men would preach with fire in their belly. 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 With the fires of the Holy Spirit. With the fires of God. Fires. The fires of the awakening. The fires of revival. The fires of revelation. The fires. The fires. The Holy Spirit fires for this nation. Fires that inflame. Fires to flame. Fires to flame. Flaming fires. Lord, we thank you for the flaming tongues. Flaming tongues. The flaming tongues. Flaming tongues. The flaming tongues. Flame us, Sodoro Basheke. Burning away. Burning away the wood, the hay, and the stubble. Burning away. Burning away. Burning away, Asogoste. The sins that so easily beset us. Burning away, Akodenishata. The fires, Akadrosoke. Fires that get out those days. Fires in their pulpits. Fires in their bellies. Fires that kashote. Holy Spirit fires. Agrahatika sodabai. Hea dago soto robrashtiki. Ena kasodo glegesi. No le kisatoro do bosh nirede ero oglegimas ososte. Lord, I pray now over the rushing. The rushing mighty rivers, the rivers of the Spirit, the rivers of the Spirit, the rivers of the Spirit to flow, the rivers of the Spirit to flow. Oh, Lord, all the rivers, out of their belly flow rivers. Out of their belly flow rivers. Out of their belly to flow rivers. Akasho kira basata. Egle gisatoro brote shtikita. Inarado dobro sekitata. Inglegeda ode aishnesiaro bro sekipata. Hadele le kisaso dobro te shikitata. Namaso doro bro namashtikitata. Ingla doro broste kida da do broste kida ta. in the name of Jesus, Lord. We give the same charge over these ministers. We give the same charge to them that you gave to Timothy, that you spoke to Timothy, and you said to him, preach the word. Keep your sense of urgency. Keep your fire burning. Be ready, whether the opportunity is favorable or unfavorable, whether it's convenient or inconvenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. You as a preacher of the word are to show people in what way their lives are wrong. Convince them, rebuke and correct them, warn them, urge them, encourage them, and be unflagging and inexhaustible in patience and in teaching. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Be calm. Be cool. Be steady. Accept suffering unflinchingly, every hardship, and do the work of an evangelist and fully perform all the duties of your ministry. Glory to God. Lord, everything that's necessary. Lord, I pray for their families. I pray for their families, husbands, wives, children, parents. Lord, over their children, Lord. We say their seed is blessed. Their seed is blessed. Their seed is blessed. Their seed is blessed. Their seed is their children, our disciples, taught of the Lord. Great is His peace. Take her down. Great is their peace and undisturbed composure. We stand together as a ministry family on behalf of every ministry family. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. They are united in faith, united in spirit, united in call, united in purpose, united in heart, united in mind, united in mouth, united in will, united in grace, united in faith, united in heart. Lord, where there are tangled webs, I ask you to undo them by the anointing. I pray, Lord, that every tongue that rises in judgment against them, that, Lord, it'll be shown to be wrong. That they'll stand as servants of the Lord, serving you with their heart, serving you with their mind, serving you with their soul, serving you with their body and their finances. Lord, we pray over their finances in the name of Jesus. We bless their church. We bless their home. We say all of their needs are met and that there is a superabundance. Lord, the anointing of increase that's in this ministry and in this convention, may it be upon each and every one of them, Lord, to change their thinking, change their perceptions, change their condition, change their status, change their status, change their status, change their status, change their status. More than enough, more than enough, more than enough, more than enough. Lord, we call people into the churches in the name of Jesus, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We call them in. We call the people in to hear the truth. We call them in. We say the laborers are sent. The laborers are sent to cross their paths. Thank you, Lord, for divine encounters, divine encounters, divine awakenings, divine impartations and equipping in the name of Jesus. So, and the same anointings that are working in this meeting, the apostle through Brother Jerry, the prophet through Brother Copeland, the evangelist through Brother Jesse, the pastor through Brother Creflo, and the teacher through Brother Keith. We thank you, Lord, that those anointings are flowing to the ministry, flowing out from this place, equipping, and that eyes are open to see and to know the hope of their calling. In the name of Jesus, receive a new hope for your calling. Receive a new hope for your calling. receive new hope for your calling. Hallelujah. We just lift our hands and praise the Lord.